that up here for you.
Hello.
Hello.
Good morning, Barbara. This is Charlie over here at Local Splash.
How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you? You sound a lot better.
I am. I got sleep the last two nights, and it's still lingering, but everybody we know has it pretty much.
Yeah. You know what's crazy is my best friend, he actually got really sick too. He got over it, and then 2 days later, he got like a really bad flu and had to like go to the hospital because he was in and out of fevers. I had the chills. I had the sweats. I was like, really? And he's like, yeah, it was bad. And I was like, man, just try to get a lot of rest. And, you know, it seems like it's going around right now. So I'm glad that you're feeling a lot better, though.
Well, my advice to you is double mask.
Okay.
Because, somebody that's mm-hmm. down the street from our shop got it. Then Donald got it. And then our worker got it. And the guy across the street got it. Yeah, and I got it somewhere in there. And I haven't spoken to my brother, you know, since 2 days before Christmas. I was supposed to go there. I didn't feel like it. I really think I've been sick since then. So he's really at risk. And
right.
I'm so glad I didn't go because, you know, I would have blamed myself for him getting sick. So I called him. I think it was the day before yesterday, and I said, I'm really, you know, sorry I haven't called you. And he said, oh, that's okay. Is it because of everybody in the house being sick? So.
So he already knew.
He instead of going into, he converted his basement to an in-law. Lives there, rented out the upstairs, belong to his church. They help him out a lot because he's in his 80s.
Mm-hmm.
And they went out for Christmas, came back. Next day they found out they had COVID.
Oh, yeah.
And then so they had to stay away from my brother, which, you know, they know how the drill and how to do that. But he got sick anyway, not with COVID, with whatever your friend had and I have.
Yeah.
And it lingered on and on. And then the woman, she's pregnant with her second child.
Oh,
she caught something else. So like your friend, you get sick and then get something else. I'm hearing that a lot. And that was my experience.
Yeah, yeah. It seemed like he even told me, he was like, the first time it was tough for him. And then he said, you know, when you're sick, your immune system isn't working right. You know, it's not functioning because it's fighting off the infection that you have or the sickness. And then, you know, it's down and you're really vulnerable to anything else to come back and hit you again, really, if you're not careful. Right. So,
yeah,
you know, but I mean, I told him, I was like, hey, get as much rest as you can. He's like, I can't even eat. And I was like, eat. I was like, I know you got to eat, but I was like, do chicken noodle soup because you can get proteins from there. You can get your carbs from there. You can break down the broth has like vitamins in it for you to, you know, break down the phlegm that you have. And he's like, okay. And I was like, and then sleep as much as you can. And then he's like, okay. So he's been doing that. And he's like, dude, I feel a lot better. And I was like, got to take care of your body, buddy.
Did they give him anything for it?
They didn't. He did not get anything for it because he did not test positive for COVID, so they didn't want to give him anything. They just said, we'll give you over-the-counter stuff, basically cough medicine, and then that was all that he was able to get.
I'm not sure. It's three letters because I looked this up. I'm not sure if it's respiratory something virus, I don't know. But it's a three letter.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way it's posted online. And it says there's nothing that they can do about it, except for if you get really sick, you should go to the hospital.
Yeah, well, that's what he did. And he lives in California, so he was like, I spent an hour and a half in the emergency room, and then I spent another hour and 45 minutes just waiting for the pharmacy line. And I was like, wow. I was like, I'm sorry.
That's Isn't that terrible part. When you don't feel well?
Yeah, yeah.
All that waiting?
It is. Cause
Are
you
in California?
Yes, yes. We're based out of California.
So you are a resident of California. I'm sorry, I'm just nosy.
Yeah, born and raised.
Do you still love California since it's changed so much?
Not really, no. I really don't.
Okay. Yeah, it's expensive, isn't it? And it's so woke.
It's expensive, high taxes. I just, there's other places out there that I would like to experience. So I'm looking into some stuff, but as of now, California, born and raised, my family's here. So I get to see them.
That would be so difficult to move.
I've moved before, so, and I've come back, so we'll see. It's gotta, you know, you gotta do what's best for you. Like, you know,
yeah.
You probably have witnessed that, you know, with your businesses and your stuff, so. It is what it is.
Well, I have my credit cards sitting here.
Yes.
And,
before I do that, go ahead.
Well, if I want to use a different credit card in the future, like a month from now or 2 months from now, is that okay?
Absolutely. Communication is very big with us, and I'm sure it's big with you too. So we make sure that we communicate with you as well. We also want that the same. So if you want to switch anything, you're more than welcome to contact us at any time. My advice to you is just contact us at least 3 business days before your billing cycle is due, so that way you can change it and it doesn't come out on that credit card, okay?
Yep.
Okay, perfect. Now, let me just verify some business information here, because I just want to make sure that this is correct. I have Don's Metal Polishing. That's correct for your business name?
Don's Brass Polishing.
Don's Brass Polishing. Let me just make those changes. See, that's why I double check here. And then I have the 125 River Street, is it Haverhill?
Everyone says that, but it's not from Massachusetts.
You can tell I'm not from there.
Yeah.
Okay, and then Massachusetts, and then the business zip code is 01832, huh?
Yes.
Okay. You were waiting for me to say that city name, too. You're like, let's see if he could say it correctly.
Well, everybody hesitates, so I knew it was coming.
Yeah. That's funny. It's kind of like my dad lives in Washington State, and he lives in a city called Puyallup. But you can tell from people who's not from there, because they don't know how to pronounce it. So it's the same thing. I mean, he's been living there for about 10, 12 years now, so we know how to say it, but it's funny when people come and they're like, I'm not even going to try. Can you tell me how to spell that or say that? And I'm like, yeah. So it's the same way. So Barbara, have your first name. It's B-A-R-B-A-R-A, correct?
Correct.
And then your last name?
T is in Tom. A is in Ian. N is in Nancy, Z is in Zoo, I is in self-centered.
So I have T-A-N-Z-I.
Yep.
Okay, beautiful. And then for your email address, I'm going to send everything over to you in email as well. That way you have your receipts, you have all the documents there. What's a good email address for you?
The one you already have, btanzi2004 at yahoo.com. I'm hearing an echo.
Okay.
And I don't know why.
Oh, I don't hear an echo here.
Well, it's not you. It's me that I'm hearing.
Oh. maybe just sometimes the cell signals cut in and out. I hear that on my cell phone a lot, too, sometimes.
Okay.
Let me see here really quickly. I just want to make sure I have this correct. Okay. So I have the BTANZI2004@yahoo.com. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure. And then for us to contact you, Barbara, for like updates we want to send you as well, is the 617-909-4111 the correct phone number for you?
It is the correct number.
Okay. Perfect. Let me just verify here for you. And then for the onboarding call, I know you wanted to kind of wait to see how you are feeling today. Did you want that to get done today as well, or did you want to push that for tomorrow or Monday, or what are you kind of feeling up to par with?
I would like to, I think I still want to do Tuesday because I want to make sure that I, you know, don't have a sore throat or laryngitis, and I want to make sure that my head's clear enough. And I also wanted to, I have photos here and there, and I wanted to gather them.
Okay.
So that I could submit them to whoever
okay.
they have to go to.
Okay, I will make sure that I'll set it up for Tuesday for you, and that way when my tech team calls you, they're going to tell you how to give us those photos that you have. So that's really good that you're going to gather those for then, so that
mm-hmm.
way they can get those right away. For the card itself that you're going to use, are you guys going to be using a Don's Brass Polishing business card, or is it going to have your first and last name on the card?
Oh, the business card. We have a nice looking business card. Anyway, it says Don's Brass Polishing on it.
Okay, perfect. And is it the same address at the 125 River Street?
Yes, it is.
Okay, and then the zip code is still the 01832. And then
that is correct.
Okay, and then for the card itself, are you using a MasterCard, a Visa, Discover, American Express?
Discover. I don't know if you can hear that, but I have a parakeet that's having a meltdown.
No, I can only hear you.
Okay, that's
okay.
good.
So the Discover card, okay, and then I'm ready for the card number whenever you are, Deborah, Barbara.
Okay, the card number is 6011 2088 4270 9696.
Okay, can I repeat this back to you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I have 6011-2088-4270-9696.
Correct.
Okay, and then the month and year of expiration?
1026.
1026, and then the security code.
The security code is 838.
Okay. And then what I'm going to do here, interesting. Let me see here if that works. That works. Okay. I'm going to set up a security question for you, Barbara. So we do this for a number of reasons. One, we never share or sell any of your information here at Local Splash. also, too, every time we call you, we're going to ask you this because we want to verify that we're always talking to you and not anybody else. This protects your account here with us. It's also added protection for you that you always know you're talking to us and not another company about any of this stuff for you, okay?
Does that happen?
Sometimes we have had third-party companies try to pretend that they are local Splash. So if anybody does, hang the phone up and call our customer service line and let us know. But we have gotten better with it because we are a big company. We are Google Channel partners. We just always want to protect our customers at all costs as well, okay?
Okay, but Google doesn't do a very good job of stopping it for themselves.
Yeah, that's why we take initiative in our own company here to protect our customers.
Good.
Okay, so I have three questions. You can have one. I have your mother's maiden name, I have the city you were born in, and I have your first pet's name. Which one would you like?
The city I was born in.
Okay, and what is the city?
Boston.
Boston, okay. Are you a big sports fan?
Nope.
Okay. I know Boston is known for their sports.
Oh, yeah.
Boston
Celtics. Last real estate company I was with, they asked me, you know, when they write your bio, mm-hmm. they asked me who I follow, and I don't. And you should have seen the shocked look on the person's face. You know, the person that was writing the bio. Everyone does except for me.
Yeah, yeah. It's almost like L.A. If you're not a sports fan in L.A., people look at you weird, and it's like, what? I don't follow it.
Yeah.
You know? I'm a big sports guy, to be completely fair, but I do have some family members and friends that aren't sports, so I totally understand where you're coming from. My fiance is not a big sports person. They're like, how can you remember that? I was like, I don't know. Okay.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
That's something I really respect that people, I think it's very wholesome that we can hold a team up, you know, revere the team, support the team, mm-hmm. remember all the details, mm-hmm. and, you know, that's really neat, but please be kind to those of us that aren't.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Like I said, my fiance, she barely just started getting into sports just because I'm in it, but it's funny because I always say, what team is this? And I give her like a mascot and she's like, I have no idea. And she'll name something and we just laugh about it. So it's cute. It's fun. So I respect it. So. But I have everything set up for you here, Barbara. What I'm going to do, though, before I make any transactions, I am going to walk you through what's called a voice verification. This is an added form of protection for you because I still have you on that holiday special for the $249 month-to-month, okay? Now,
yeah.
I'm just going to walk you through this. This is going to just outline the service agreement. I'm going to send this to you in writing as well after we're done. If you have any questions while I'm asking you a question, just say, hey, Charlie, what do you mean by that? And then I'll rephrase it for you so that way it's better to understand, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, here we go. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Dawn's Brass Polishing.
Beautiful. Please state your name and title within the business.
Barbara Tansey, co-owner of Dawn's Brass Polishing.
Beautiful. Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
Awesome. And then you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Correct.
Awesome. Barbara, to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. You will be provided a security question to verify the call is coming from Local Splash and not another company. So that's the city you were born in, okay?
Yeah.
Okay. You agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from us, correct?
As long as they're not excessive.
we're not gonna blow your phone up or anything like that. It's just for like update purposes and stuff like that, what's going on with the Google Business Profile, also too with the campaign that we're running for you.
Okay, it's not gonna be to sell me additional services, is it?
No. Like I said, this is for updates on the service that you have with us.
Okay. I don't mind occasional, you know, calls to offer something that you may have, but I can't deal with pressure. And you have no idea how many different places I get emails from. It's really overwhelming. And as long as it's you know, I would be happy if it were kept to what you just described.
Yes, I will put in the notes here as well, just to clarify with all my team here, to just call you for the services that you have with us for updates and anything like that. And then that way it's on the voice recording here, and then also too, it's in writing with your notes when my tech team calls you, okay? I'll make sure of that.
Yep.
Okay. Now I have a number here. It's my customer service number. Do you want to write it down, or do you just want me to email it to you?
Could you email it to me?
100%. I will do that for you. Okay. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the terms of your agreement?
I don't know.
Basically,
I don't know. I mean,
So basically this states that you would just let us know if there was anybody else working on this for you, so then that way there's no conflict of interest with two companies working on the same issue for you. That's basically what you would, that's what it's asking.
Can you give me an example?
Sure. So if you had two other companies working on Facebook marketing ads, or if you had two other companies working on the SEO, it could hurt you in the long run, because companies have different styles of how they do things. If you're working with a Google Channel partner and then you're not working with a Google Channel partner, but you have two companies doing the same thing, it could be a conflict of interest to you, and ultimately the customer hurts it, because you're not going to get the results that you're really looking for. So, for example, if we go and do some stuff in there and then they go and change it and do something, you're really just staying at zero, because you're never going to gain any traction that way. Does that make sense?
excuse me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really sorry. sort of. Since I last spoke to you, my Google, I am really pissed off with them, because all of a sudden I had no access to an account manager.
Mm-hmm.
This goes back months.
Mm-hmm.
They must have changed things. I couldn't get in touch with anyone, and the IT, you know, to chat with them.
Takes days.
I couldn't get, it was irrelevant to what my questions were.
Right.
And, you know, I'm really, really ticked off with them. And I've noticed that they haven't billed us, but I'm still getting emails. And I put too much time into that, and I was with them too long. So I'm going to tell you that that account is dormant.
Okay. That's fine. We'll be able to get access to it for you. So, and then we'll be able to help you out with that. So don't even worry about that. Like I said, we're Google Channel partners. We have our own Google rep. We're able to access that stuff for you. So then that way we can start populating you. If you have any questions, reach out to us at the 877 number that I'm going to email you, the customer service line. That's where my tech team is going to be able to have all that magic happen for you, okay? They do a phenomenal job at taking care of that stuff and really putting small business owners like yourself with an actual person to talk to instead of you just happen to do a chat or, you know, robots and stuff like that, okay?
All right. I think I asked you this question before, and I don't remember the answer, but these people are in the United States. It's not offshore, is it?
No, yeah. We're based out of California. Yeah. It's all in-house.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
That, I'm excited about that.
Yeah. Yeah.
I am excited for a change, and I really liked everything you presented. And a lot of tech stuff I just don't understand and feel vulnerable, you know, because anybody can say anything.
Right.
There's a lot of deception as far as I'm concerned. But right now for the state of the economy and our business, I think this, I'm just really looking forward to it, but I don't want to get too excited. Because I don't need to be disciplined if you can.
I understand where you're coming from. A lot of our clients felt the same way when, after they went with Local Splash, which is our company here that's been around for 19 years, they love the customer service that we provide for them because you're talking to an actual person every time you call. You're not, you know, that's not a bank where you're just trying to find information out and you can never get a straight answer, right? And then two, we work with you to, for your needs of your business. So like I said, the Boston area that you want to target is very customized to you. So we'll be able to help you out and start putting you into those areas to find the customers to contact you directly. Okay.
Are we talking about just areas or can I pick specific communities like towns?
Yeah. Beautiful. Yeah. And the more the merrier.
Really?
You can pick towns. Yeah. Yeah, communities, if you want to do zip codes, that works too. So cities, zip codes, small cities, small counties, stuff like that. We'd be able to get you populating in those areas for you, okay?
So the more information I get ready, the faster we can move forward.
The more information you have ready for the call on Tuesday, that's going to be splendid for us because now we have a ton of information to get you populating and rocking and rolling for customers to contact you. Okay.
Okay. One more question. Our postcard, the photos on it, before and afters. Oh, by the way, I spoke to a friend of mine about that issue, before and afters and identifying what the item is instead of making up a name for it. One of my friends is having a problem with that. And if this works for me, I'm going to be recommending others.
Absolutely. No, I appreciate that. And then we can help.
I will send them directly to you.
No, I appreciate that so much. Will do. Will do, Barbara. I appreciate that. So I'm gonna finish this voice verification really quickly for you so that way I can send it to you in writing. And so for your payment for the initial term and account setup, so I actually waived the initial term count setup, the initial account setup, so it's just the 249 terms. It will be charged today, which is January 11th, okay, in the non-refundable amount of the 249. Now, when the second payment is complete, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 11th in the amount of 249. This is a recurring payment. Now, you may discontinue your agreement at any time, Barbara, by contacting our client support number at 877-635-6225, and I'm going to email that to you. That's the number I'm going to email. To prevent the charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due, okay? Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
I do, and I hope we don't have to do that.
Yes, very true. Me too. If you ever wanted to pause the account as well, you could do that also. Let me see here. Something just went wrong here. Okay, so I'm just going to verify really quickly for the card information. And for some reason, when we process the payment, let's see here. It says card restricted.
On this one?
Yes, let me see something really quickly here. So I'm just going to verify everything is correct. So I have the 125 River Street, Haverhill. I know I probably said that wrong again.
the address on this card is not Haverhill.
Okay, what is it?
It's 983 Fells Way.
Okay, hold on. Let me type this in. 983 Fells Way. Can you spell it for me?
S as in Frank, E-L-L-S-W-A-Y.
Gotcha. Okay. Fells Way.
Unit number 1.
Okay.
Medford, Massachusetts. 02155.
Gotcha. That could probably be the problem. Right there.
I called.
Uh-huh.
I called about an hour before you called. I called this card because I have zero balance on it.
Mm-hmm.
And that was, like, paid off a year or two ago. To make sure it was still active.
Mm-hmm.
And to find out, you know, what my limit is on it. And as far as I couldn't get a customer service, you know, live person on, but, you know, the automated process said that it can be used. I'm wondering if it's because of the amount, do you think?
Yeah, it could be, because when I put in, the billing for it, and everything on there, it's Dawn's,
Oh no, that's not on the card.
Oh.
My name is on the card.
Just the first and, your first and last name?
Yes.
Okay, do you have a middle initial or no?
On A.
The card?
Yep.
Okay, let's...
Oh, it's not on this card, but usually it's A. So it's just Barbara Tansy.
Okay.
I apologize for this.
It's okay. No worries. We'll figure it out here for you. Okay, so I have the 983 Fellsway, Unit 1 Medford, Massachusetts. And then the zip code is the 02155?
Correct.
Okay. Discover is the card?
Yep.
Okay. And then you have the expiration date is October. And then you have 2026. And then the security code is the 838.
That is correct.
Okay. Let's see here. Yeah, it says transaction has been declined.
All right.
Do you want to use another card for today, get it started, so then we could always
not really,
back
but
to it?
I'm going to have to.
Okay. We could always, like I said, we could always change it so that way it doesn't come out the next time. So what card would you like to put on file for just this transaction?
I have a Bank of America charge card. I am so ticked off now. Stupid card companies. Hold on, I have to put the phone down.
No problem, no problem. Take your time, Barbara.
Are you here?
I'm still here. Yep.
Okay. All right. You ready?
Okay. So let's take it from the top really quickly. So for the name on the card, is still just your first and last name?
No, there's my middle initial, A.
Middle initial, A.
Also.
Okay. And then are we still at the 983 Fellsway, or are we at the other?
No, it's all, yeah.
Same one, the Fellsway one?
That is correct. 983 Fellsway, Unit 1, Medford, Massachusetts, 02155.
Okay. And then for the card, is it another Discover or is it a Visa or MasterCard?
It's a Visa.
Okay. And then, let me see. Here.
Through Bank of America.
Okay. And then I'm ready for that card number whenever you are.
4313.
Okay.
0735.
Mm-hmm.
4106.
Mm-hmm.
6156.
Okay. And then the expiration?
724.
Okay. And then the security code?
295.
Okay. Okay, and I already walked you through the voice verification on that, so let's see.
We have to go through it again?
No. I already walked you through it, so I won't need to walk you through it again. Let me just verify, make sure everything's good here for you, okay? Give me 1 second. It looks like this one is correct here for you. Okay, let me see.
Meaning it's going to go through.
Yeah, typically when it loads, there you go, yeah. Okay, so that one went through. So everything went through on my end on that one. Like I said, if you want to change the cards, let us know as soon as possible for you for the next month of service. But I do want to welcome you, Barbara. Thank you for your patience. I want to welcome you to Local Splash. We are a family here, so we are going to get you created here with all the services you offer. I'm going to get all this stuff that you and I talked about over the weeks over to my tech team. I'm going to schedule an appointment with you for my tech team to give you a call. What is the best time for you on Tuesday?
Probably about 11.
Okay. 11 a.m. So let me see. And I'm going to send this over to you in an email. It's going to just be like a Google Calendar. So you just hit yes on it. That's just verifying the time for my tech team to give you a call. It's just basically saying Barbara said 11 a.m. for you is good. Okay.
That's through an email.
That's going to be through an email, yes. Now, that's just going to be for the Google Calendar. We did send you a couple of text messages here just welcoming you to Local Splash as well. So you should have gotten 2 text messages from us so far. One of them I'm going to need you to open up. One of them says, Barbara, thank you for choosing Local Splash. We sent a copy of your invoice to the email we have on file. And then it says, please click here. And there's a link there. That's just our terms and conditions. Can you click that for me?
If I can access it. I'm really lousy at that.
Okay.
So
you could just put me on speaker. And then are you on an iPhone?
No.
Okay.
No. Nope.
You're on an Android?
Yep.
Okay. So if you put me on speaker, typically on an Android, what you can do is you can go to the top of the screen and just put your finger at the top and pull it down, and notifications will pop up. Now, there should be a notification from us sending you a couple text messages.
Excuse me. Yes, it did.
Okay.
To get your Google Business profile verified, maybe quite additional information.
Okay. So the one that just says, Barbara, thank you for choosing Local Splash. We sent you a copy of your invoice to the email we have on file. And then it has a link there, and it'll say my.localsplash.com/terms. This is just our terms and agreement page.
Hold on.
Yeah,
okay.
No problem.
Next to, I've never done it this way before. Thank you.
It's okay.
There's a number 3. So am I assuming there's
three text messages went to you right now just to basically welcome
okay.
you. Okay, yeah.
Click on that. And anytime I click on anything, it's a disaster.
Gotcha.
Anyway.
I'll walk you through it, though. So when you click on the text message, it should take you to those three text messages. And then there's one that has a link that says localsplash.com.
Okay.
Do you see it?
I think it's on 2 or 3 of the emails. What am I supposed to, which one? Okay, the first one that I started to quote to you, you know, thank you for choosing Local Splash, blah, 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 your invoice we have on file, please click here. Do I click there?
Yes. And then it should take you to Local Splash, and it'll say Local Splash Terms of Experience up at the top. Do you see that when it takes you there?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
So now there's 2 checkboxes on the bottom of your left-hand screen. There's one that says, I agree to receive text messages. That's so that way we don't have to necessarily call you, but if we do call you, we'll leave you a text message saying, hey, Barbara, we called you regarding your Google Business profile. You know, maybe give us a call back at the best convenient time you have. Then the other one is just certifying that you are the card authorization holder. And then you're going to just type your name, Barbara A, and then Tansy on the bottom, and then you're going to click confirm. When you do that, it's going to take you to a login page automatically with the username and password. Just let me know when you're there, okay?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You're there?
No.
Oh.
No, I'm old and slow.
Okay. I heard, so I thought that meant I'm there.
Oh, that was like, yeah. Let you know when I'm here.
Okay.
I hope your tech team is patient.
Yes, I always put in there as well, please be patient with my clients. That, you know, there's a lot of them that aren't tech savvy, so I want to make sure they walk you through everything as well and just be 100% accommodate to you, okay?
All right. I keyed in my name.
Okay. Did you hit confirm?
I couldn't find confirm, but I just clicked on something, and let me see. I don't see a confirm here to click on. Now okay. It's gone.
Okay, what page are you on right now?
I'm not. It disappeared.
So what does your phone look like? What does the screen look like when you're looking at it?
It's got two Facebook things, identified spam, 1-9-24, so that's not...
So I'm going to send you a text message right now. I'm just going to send you the link itself to you. So that way you can just click on that and we can just redo it all together, okay?
Yeah. I'm glad you called today.
I am glad I called today because now we can help you. And I'm glad you're also feeling a lot better too. So that's also good.
Oh, I got it back.
Okay.
Okay. The text messages back.
Okay. So when you click the link, it'll take you to the terms and services that we have, the experience. When you click it, it's going to take you, that link, it's going to take you to there, and then it's going to have you click two things. One, I received text messages in the bottom left corner. One, you are the card authorization holder, so you'd click both of those. You're going to sign your name, just type it in, and then underneath, you'll probably have to scroll a little bit. Underneath, you'll click confirm signature, and then it's going to take you to a login form.
I'm working on my name right now. Last time I didn't do the boxes.
Okay. Yeah, make sure you do the boxes. It won't let you go to the next one if you don't click the bottom box.
Okay, my name is entered. Oh, come on. Okay. At the very bottom of the page, let me see.
Mm-hmm. There's a yellow...
It's got my name and the date in two big orange squares. I am afraid to touch anything because it might disappear again.
Okay.
So there's no room for me to...
So do you have your name in there?
I do, but there's no place to confirm signature.
Okay, so it's okay. Let me just ask you. So it states Barbara A, and then your last name as well?
Yeah.
Okay, so click that one more time, and then instead, let's see if this works. Click, once you have your keypad up, click return. See what that does.
Am I supposed to go out of this and back into the text messages?
No. Right there where it says the sign signature where you clicked your name, there should be a little button that says confirm signature there, but if you can't find that, try to just click back into your name so your keyboard pops up, and then just hit return and see if that enters it in for you.
Okay. Nope.
Okay, so what does it do when you do that?
Nothing.
Okay. Do you still have your keyboard up or no?
I have my keyboard up, and I can see that there's something under my name and the date, but I can't access. Wait a minute. Let me see what I can do here. this is really weird because I cannot scroll the page up. The one above it, something above it will scroll.
Right.
Whatever the information is above where it says mobile phone, and then, you know, you click
okay.
on the boxes.
Yeah. So let me ask this. When right now what your screen is showing, are you showing that you have your keyboard is still up?
No, but I can get it up if you want.
No. That's fine. So with the keyboard not up, there's no confirmed signature on the deal there, on the right side of you?
It's nothing.
Okay, give me one sec. Let me see. I'm gonna help you out here.
It's my phone, isn't it?
Yes. So when I pull it up, I see that there is just, you know what? Let's see. Okay. So you might be, are you zoomed in on your phone?
What do you mean by zoomed in?
Okay. So if you take both of your fingers, like your index and your thumb, and you place it on the screen and you bring them closer together, you'll be able to zoom out. If you bring them away from each other, it'll zoom in. Try to zoom out. Try to bring your fingers close together and see if that works.
I'm trying. It's not working.
Okay.
There's no way you can do this by email.
Email. Yeah, so I'm going to have my tech team do that.
Well,
wait
a second here.
Mm-hmm.
This is terrible. I can't access those boxes. You know, we want to, now it's gone. You want to reach something, and it's beyond reach. Okay, what if I went to one of the other text messages and did it again?
You might still have the same problem, to be completely honest. I'm going to send you an email for this. I'm going to put it in the notes for my tech team to walk you through this when you do your onboarding call on Tuesday. And then they're going to send you a link for the email. Actually, I might be able to send it just in the email. Are you at your computer right now?
Can I ask you one question before we go there?
Sure.
I just had it pop up on my phone that I'm into 99 tabs. What does that mean?
You're into what?
99 tabs are open.
Oh, you got a lot of tabs open then.
Why are you having a problem with this, do you think?
No, not necessarily. It doesn't really matter for that.
Okay.
Let's see. I'm going to go over to just send you the link.
All right, I'm walking over to my tablet. It's an iPad. Is that going to be a problem?
It shouldn't, but we can try. Okay, so I just sent that over to you, and it just states on there the link, so it should take you back there.
Okay. I have local Splash support.
Yeah, you got a couple of emails from us. That's for sure. I'll tell you that.
Local/support. I've got 1, 2, 3, 4. I don't think yours came through yet.
Say Charlie on there.
Okay.
And it should read, and I stated, link for terms of service. So it should just come from Charlie Mullenkamp at Local Splash. And it'll say in the subject box, link of terms and service. And then I just put in the email, click the link.
There's only a box down at the bottom that says invite ICS.
Is that for the Google Business profile? Not for the Google Business profile, for the Google, that's for the onboarding call.
Well, that's the only one from you that I have here.
Maybe check your spam folder. Maybe I got pushed over there.
Let's see. Nope.
Okay. What I'm going to do, Barbara, like I said, I'm going to have my tech team. I'm just going to send in a ticket here for them so that way they're aware of the situation for this. They're just going to walk you through this process when they do the onboarding call on Tuesday with you, okay? And they're going to be able to email you the terms of service, and then they'll walk you through on signing it so that way they can get it over. You have it for your documents as well.
I'm disappointed. Why is this happening?
I don't know. Sometimes technology doesn't work the way we want it. When I pulled the terms and service up on my phone, I was able to see everything with my with your name that I can click on, the date, and then the confirmation signature. So unfortunately, I can't see what's on. If you were right next to me, I'd be able to literally just be able to help you do it right then and there. I'm just trying to walk you through every scenario that I'm thinking of, you know, on the phone of what might happen of like not being able to scroll. But when I scroll after I type in, you know, the name, usually, when I type in the name on there, it'll say go, and then you can have that right then and there.
Yeah, just like any at any other site.
Yeah, so it'll be on your so it should be on your keyboard on the bottom right. So when you type in Barbara A. Tanzi, you'll see a go button on the bottom right. When you hit go, it should take you to the next page, which is a login information for your for your tracking system.
I'm sorry, you know, this was beyond my control, but the credit card thing went through, so I am a client now officially.
100%. Oh yeah, I'm going to start working on your account here and pushing everything over to my tech team of what we talked about, how you want to be seen on the first page of Google and everything like that. But we do, obviously, we do need to have this because it is our terms and conditions that we have to have you sign. Like I said, it's not a big deal right now. I'm going to continue to work on your account and send it over to my tech team. And then when they do the onboarding call for you, they will walk you through this process and have you sign it then on Tuesday, if that works for you.
Okay, I'm going to be going through the same process or everything all over again. Just the process that we couldn't click
right.
Go on the phone with?
Right, absolutely. That's the process that you're just going to go with. They're going to introduce themselves. They're going to verify everything is correct with all the services that you offer. And then make sure you have your pictures ready. They're going to give you access so that way you can send those on into us. And then have those cities and counties ready too, that you want to target. So then that way they can put that in your campaign.
Okay, I'm really disappointed.
Don't be disappointed. Everything is set. You're still going to be able to do everything here. We just had a little speed bump where we just couldn't get the terms and conditions signed. That doesn't stop the process at all from us. We continue to work on here. Like I said, you're already a paying customer for us. So we're getting started on the process right now. Okay.
Okay. I just have one quick question.
Sure.
When you mentioned